Hello and welcome to the Poem of the Week podcast in the Inner Sanctum. Thanks as always for joining me. This week we're going to be returning to an old favourite in the Poem of the Week, a poet we've featured a number of times already, and clearly and obviously you would have guessed therefore that he's one of my favourite poets, and that's the great romantic poet from the end of the 18th and early, well, actually end of the 18th and most of end of the 18th and the first half of the 19th century, William Wordsworth. And today I've actually selected two poems by him on the glory of women, on beautiful women, that he's written two great poems inspired by feminine beauty, shall we say. The first is called The Solitary Reaper and the second is called Perfect Woman. So on this feminine note, I will commence. The Solitary Reaper by William Wordsworth. Behold her, single in the field, yon solitary highland lass, reaping and singing by herself. Stop here or gently pass. Alone she cuts and binds the grain and sings a melancholy strain. Oh, listen, for the vale profound is overflowing with the sound. No nightingale did ever chant more welcome notes to weary bands, or travellers in some shady haunt among Arabian sands. A voice so thrilling ne'er was heard in springtime from the cuckoo bird, breaking the silence of the seas among the farthest Hebrides. Will no one tell me what she sings? Perhaps the plaintive numbers flow for old, unhappy, far-off things and battles long ago. Or is it some more humble lay, familiar matter of today, some natural sorrow, loss or pain that has been and may be again? Whate'er the theme, the maiden sang as if her song could have no ending. I saw her singing at her work and o'er the sickle bending. I listened motionless and still, and as I mounted up the hill, the music in my heart I bore long after it was heard no more. You might note there, as by way of a quick comment before I read the second of the two poems, a connection with another wonderful poem by Wordsworth, which we had before in the Poem of the Week, sometimes called Daffodils and sometimes called named for its first line, I wandered lonely as a cloud. But remember that basically the vision of the dancing flowers remained in his memory long after the vision had gone. Would hear and the memory of the song stays with him long after he could no longer hear it. The beauty of the woman, the beauty of the song, the beauty of the countryside, all encapsulated in that beautiful poem. Okay, and now for our second offering in this week's Poem of the Week. Perfect Woman by William Wordsworth. She was a phantom of delight when first she gleamed upon my sight, a lovely apparition sent to be a moment's ornament. Her eyes are stars of twilight fair, like twilight's too her dusky hair. But all things else about her drawn, from Maytime and the cheerful dawn, a dancing shape, an image gay, to haunt, to startle, and waylay. I saw her upon a nearer view, a spirit, yet a woman too, her household motions light and free, and steps of virgin liberty, a countenance in which did meet sweet records, promises as sweet, a creature not too bright or good for human nature's daily food, for transient sorrows, simple wiles, praise, blame, love, kisses, tears, and smiles. And now I see with eye serene the very pulse of the machine, a being breathing thoughtful breath, a traveller between life and death. The reason firm, the temperate will, endurance, foresight, strength and skill. A perfect woman, nobly planned, to warn, to comfort and command, and yet a spirit still and bright with something of angelic light. Seldom has woman been praised so beautifully by a poet as in those two poems by William Wordsworth. So thanks so much for joining me for this week's poem or poems of the week. Please do join me next week, and also check out the other podcasts posted newly this week in the Inner Sanctum, and indeed the hundreds in the archives. Thanks so much for joining me. Goodbye and God bless.